national news. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. It is Pledge Drive here at KFAI, and you can do so in a few ways to support not only the Filipino American National News, which is the longest running weekly Filipino American produced radio show in the entire United States. You can do so via the phone lines at 612-375-9030, or you can also do it at kfai.org/donate. We here at the Filipino American National News like to bring you a diverse amount of contact coverage here on the show, whether speaking to community leaders, activists, performers, updating you on the current events in the community, also nationally and abroad, even going back to the Philippines as well. We also like to bring a diverse amount of guests to the airwaves and through our social media platforms on both Facebook and Instagram. We've had the likes this past couple months of having NBA coach Eric Spoelstra, who has been a frequent guest on our show. We've also interviewed for the first time this past year the new artistic director at Theater Mu, Fran De Leon. We've also had first-time authors Daphne Fama on the show as well. And a special interview that will be airing next week here on the Filipino American National News is with a person by the name of Ray Santos. And Ray Santos is a celebrity barber, private barber. Some of his notable clients are none other than Minnesota Timberwolves superstar Anthony Edwards, Naz Reid, and Jaden McDaniel. He also has some other clients within the NBA as well. We were able to touch base this past week as he was in town working on one of his clients, and after a couple months of corresponding via messages, we were able to finally get this interview done, and we were able to also show Ray that there is a Filipino culture here in Minnesota, because we conducted the interview at Cocina out in Moundsview, which is owned by Hylene and Scott. So we'd like to thank them for having the Filipino American National News and Ray Santos in their lovely restaurant to have us sample their food and also conduct our interview there. And hopefully in the future we'll have some other interviews with some other guests. We're still trying to work behind the scenes with Joe Coy, who was here a couple Thursdays ago, which we'll go over a review of that show. But just as we said earlier here at the Filipino American National News, feel free not only to support our efforts here at KFEI, you can do that by going online at kfei.org/donate. Or you feel inclined to do it over the phone lines, you can do it at 612-375-9030. As we spoke earlier, comedian, actor Joe Coy was in the Twin Cities as part of his tour. This was the week before an event that took place yesterday at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, where himself, along with the artist known as Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, sold out that football stadium that seats 71,000 people. It's the place where the Super Bowl, where you saw the likes of Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and 50 Cent perform at the halftime show that took place last night in Los Angeles. But in regards to his performance here in Minnesota a few weeks back, a couple days before that snowstorm, he was able to stop by to Minnesota, then Madison, and then Cedar Rapids as part of his tour. He was just coming back doing a press junket with Fluffy in New York about his upcoming sold-out stadium show. The last time Joe Coy was in town, he did perform at the Target Center, and this time around he went back to an old taunt that he's performed here, and that is Mystic Lake. It was a sold-out show for Joe Coy, and he once again was joined by his A1 number one guy when it comes to his opener, Joey Gila. And Joey Gila had a longer set than usual that I've been used to since Joey's been opening up for Joe Coy. And that was almost a 25-minute, 30-minute set. And when Joe Coy was able to grace the stage, he went on for about an hour and a half or so. He, at times, got emotional. He talked about his stepfather, Fred, and some of the crowd was asking for him to tell more stories about Fred, and he told a touching story about attending a Dodgers National League Championship Series game that went into 18 innings, and the experience that was for his stepfather, who was a diehard Dodgers fan but was also going through some ailments at the time. He told a joke. So during the performance, where is a bit that he'll be having on his next comedy special that will probably be coming out in July, which was filmed in historic Stockton, California, a very pivotal place in Filipino-American history and the West Coast. So if you went to the show, you'll get the references to peanut butter and lipstick during the performance. Some stuff that he wished that he had added onto a joke that will be on that special. But it was great to see that during through the years with Joe Coy, that the fans that are at his show are more than just Filipinos that are attending it, but he's been able to cross over with his comedy, saying that his comedy is universal to people, that there are people of Mexican origin, people Caucasian that come up to him who relate to some of his stories. I know at times Joe has dealt with some own hate from within the Filipino comedy scene as well, which is ironic because Joe Coy, if you follow his history, lived in the Philippines for 6 years. As far as I can tell, Joe Coy speaks Tagalog quite well, and there are Filipino comics out there, Filipino-American comics, Filipino-Canadian comics. They can't speak an ounce of Tagalog, and sometimes they criticize them, I think, unjustly. I mean, nobody's perfect in regards to anything. I mean, there were fans out there that they were out there to support Joe Coy, but sometimes they forget that in comedy, sometimes comedy can be a little crass. It can be a little dirty. So if you're going to comedy show, you have to know what to expect for attending an event such as that. Joe Coy was once again joined by his son, Joe Jr., who has been a help for him in regards to his merchandise and helping out in that section of his show. And actually, the last time Joe Coy was at Mystic Lake a few years back post-COVID, that was actually the first time that little Joe was able to go on the road and serve in that duty for his father. But that's not the only time you'll be able to see Joe Coy here in Minnesota. He will be back in Minnesota at the Rochester Mayo Civic Center on Saturday, April 18th, which is a bigger venue to see him. So a lot more seats for fans of Joe Coy. It will be interesting to see if Joe Coy can realize the correlation of the many doctors and nurses that are of Filipino descent that live within the Rochester area and work in the Rochester area. But regards to what we're going to do next, before we get into some of the community announcements, we're actually going to play a song from his ex-wife, who he is really great friends with, a person that we've played music on the show before. It's a woman by the name of Angie King, but she also goes by the stage name of Nura Luca. And this is her track, Mahal. that was Angie King, a.k.a. Nura Luca, with her track, Mahal. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities. Also heard online at KFAI.org and searching the Filipino American National News and via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks on those platforms. And as we spoke of yesterday, you can also find us on Instagram and on Facebook. And on Facebook, if we're able to do an interview and record it, you will also find the recorded version of our interviews on that platform. And just a reminder to the listeners of the Filipino American National News, it is Pledge Drive here at KFAI, and feel free to make a donation to support our show at kfai.org/donate, or also via the phone lines at 612-375-9030. We spoke of some community announcements earlier, and let's get right into that right now. Next Friday, the Philippine Student Association at the University of Minnesota will be having their annual alumni event from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Brunix, room 420B. Also, that same day in Maplewood, Minnesota, the Philippine Center of Minnesota will be having their annual PCM Coffee House Show, and that runs from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, which is located at 1380 Frost Avenue in Maplewood. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Susan Hader at 612-968-8286. And in regards to our last community announcement for the evening, this also comes from the Philippine Student Station at the University of Minnesota. On April the 11th, they'll be having their annual Philippine Cultural Night, and this will be taking place at the Great Hall at the Kauffman Memorial Union from 6 to 9 p.m. We'll have more information in regards to that event in the future. And congratulations go to Filipino-American basketball player Terrence Hill Jr., who had an outstanding game in the upset in March Madness in the first round against the University of North Carolina. He plays for Virginia Commonwealth Union, and in that game, he scored 34 points and helped led his team into an overtime win against the Blue Blood team of the North Carolina Tar Heels. They unfortunately lost today in the second round to the Fighting Illini out of the University of Illinois. But some accomplishments from Terrence Hill Jr. that you may not be aware of: he is first team All-Conference Atlantic 10. He was also sixth man of the year, most improved. And he also participated a few years back in the National Basketball Tournament in the Philippines, which some event that was helped created by a multiple-time guest of the Filipino-American National News. That is Alex Compton, who was a former coach in the PBA. But for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is a classic song by Side A, and the name of this song is Forevermore.
Times when I just want to look at your face.
Side A with Forevermore. And just a reminder to our listeners, it is Pledge Drive here at KFEI, and you can do so in one of two ways. You can do so online at kfei.org/donate, or you can do it via the phone lines at 612-375-9030. And us here at the Filipino American National News would greatly support your pledge for our show and all the other phenomenal shows here at KFEI. We're going to end the show with some Filipino-American soul music. It's from the artist Tracy Cruz featuring Lonnie Dotson. And the name of this track is Flowers and Candy. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
When I met you, my life changed. Your love rained all over me. It was blissful, so special, essential. Life poetry, true beauty. We created, we made it reality, pure affection with expression. Our connection was meant to be.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis St. Paul, online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts.